Angels indeed. In addition to open lines now for 2 hours, I'm going to open up a special topic line. Those of you who have had angelic intervention, tell me those stories. Also, though, those of you who have had devil intervention, you might as well share those too. Two separate topics, one hotline. 818-817-0021. That's 818-817-0021. Well, Monday I'll be back in the cave in St. Louis broadcasting the program, getting ready for the holidays, going to see my kids. So I'll be down there for a couple weeks, a couple vacation days sandwiched in between. I've got to burn a few off to take them, so I'll give you that schedule later on, too. And don't forget, we will have a live program for you Christmas Day night and also New Year's Day night. Let's go to the phones. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hey, George, it's a pleasure to speak with you again. This is Robert, and calling you from Phoenix.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I've kind of got a story that's related to your special line tonight, but it's not exactly an angel story.
All right, is it a devil story?
No, it's not a devil story either.
All right.
Well, now some people may call him the devil, but that's besides the point. I went blind about 3.5 years ago, and ever since then, I had an intuitive tell me that my apartment is a revolving door of family members coming in and out.
Ghostly?
That are on the other side.
Yeah, okay.
And I've seen my grandmother and my grandfather, the ones that raised me. I still had some residual vision one night, and I woke up, and they were standing not right at the foot of the bed, but several feet away. I've been kissed and caressed by a young female. I have an idea who that is, but I can't say for sure. I've had my dog, my best dog, and my best cat come through, George and Mabel and Simon.
Now, how many of these passed on where you live? Did any of them?
None have. I've only been in Phoenix for about 3.5 years.
Ah, okay. So they've all come from other regions.
They've all come from Missouri, yeah. And my grandmother on my father's side has showed up. I get smells, fresh coffee and bacon, fresh bread coming out of the oven.
Do you think because of the loss of your sight, you've become a little more tuned?
I think so. it's funny, though, is that my wife has experienced it as well. And she doesn't have anything wrong with her. So she's had Mabel, which was a Siamese cat, a small one. She was probably maybe 3-4 pounds, fully grown. My wife woke up one night, and Mabel was sleeping on her hip because she felt the pressure of something on her hip, and she asked Mabel to get down, and the pressure went away.
So why? Why is this all happening?
To be honest, I think it's just them letting me know that they're around, you know, to help support me.
They've got to move on, though, eventually, don't they?
Well, I think it depends on who you talk to, and you've had guests that's had both opinions.
Yes,
that
that's true.
They can cross back and forth, or they're trapped. And my belief is that they travel back and forth.
Yours don't sound trapped at all.
No, they're not. They're not at all.
They're having a grand old time.
Simon usually scares the hell out of my current cat. He liked Simon. He was a big chow mix. He was about 75 pounds, and he loved to play with the cats. And there's a lot of times my cat will, for no reason, just start running through the house or jump out of the litter box like the devil's at his butt with a hot poker. And I think it's probably Simon just deciding to show up right then and there to scare him. Just because he liked to play with cats. And I felt him flump against the back of the couch and move the couch. Like I said, I've been kissed by a young female.
Well,
I believe it was probably a friend of mine who passed on years and years ago.
Well, for some reason, you have this gift to have these old spirits hang around with you. But let them know. Let them know all is well with you, and maybe they will move on. Maybe they're supposed to move on. I don't know. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate you being on the program. Let's go to the intervention line. You're on Coast to Coast. It's your turn. Hi there.
George?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Oh, wow. I appreciate you taking the call.
Sure thing. You're all excited tonight. What's going on?
I've listened to you for a while, and I'm just, I guess, a little nervous, I guess.
Nah, you're doing okay. Intervention line, angel, devil.
Angel.
Good.
Yeah. It was 2002, and I just left church, and I was going on the interstate to go visit a friend of mine. And where I was at, there's this soft curve that kind of leans towards the left, and I was heading in the westbound lane. And I was in the left. I was in the left-hand lane. And I just kind of looked over just a little bit and without realizing it, not only had I gone over onto the shoulder, I had the left wheels had gone off onto the ground, you know, off past the shoulder. And then I tried to get back up on the road, and the car spun out.
Oh, and you could have flipped too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I was sure that was what was going to happen. And, you know, because, you know, if you don't turn that wheel just perfect, you know, to counterbalance that, you know.
Over you go. Yeah, you will.
And, well, somehow I did it and ended up facing east in the westbound lane, you know, on the shoulder there. Fortunately, there was no other traffic except for a truck driver that stopped to see if I was okay. And, you know, I joked for a long time. I said, either I've played way too many driving games or somebody grabbed hold of the wheel. And the more that I thought about it, you know, and then I remember, it really felt like my hands were just clamped to the wheel. I couldn't have let go if I wanted to.
You had something holding them right to that wheel.
Yeah, and so I think the good Lord sent somebody to take care of me there.
Sent somebody, or do you think that angel is always with you?
I'd like to think they're always with me.
Yeah, I think so, too. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being on Coast to Coast. Let's go to our first-time caller line. Where are you calling from?
Ellie, I'm calling from Chicago.
Well, welcome to the program.
I love your program.
Thanks.
I have an intervention story.
Okay.
I was driving down the street in my car. Came to an intersection, I had the green light so I could continue. But just as I was about to cross the intersection, this old man appeared in front of my car, and he was dressed like a court jester, and he was covered with bells. I could hear the bells ringing, and he was doing like this weird dance, and it was the middle of the day.
And he had these little curled up slippers?
He did! He had these, no kidding, he had these shoes that curled up.
Yep.
And I thought, what the heck is this drunkard doing in the middle of the day in the middle of the street in front of my car? So I beat my horn. He just kept dancing. All of a sudden, he disappeared. I mean, right in front of my eyes, he wasn't there. And as I started to go, a semi-truck blew his light because he was reading a map.
You would have been history.
Had I been in the intersection, I would have been dead.
So do you know who this little jester was?
I don't care who he was. He saved my life, and I thank him.
You think he was an angel?
Oh, he must have been. Because he was instantly gone. He never crossed the street. He was in front of my car and then gone.
And I guess to get your attention, he had to dress that way.
Exactly, because otherwise I would have found a way to go around him.
Yep.
Exactly.
Isn't that interesting the way it works?
It's beautiful, and I'm grateful.
I love it. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You're up there in Chicago listening to us, no doubt, on WLS. Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. Hi there.
George.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Steve in San Diego.
Hi, Steve.
Yes, sir. Just earlier was the first time I heard you were going to be down here at Clair de Lune.
You're going to come by tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Super. Look forward to meeting you.
I'm buying three copies, and I called the young lady there earlier, just about an hour ago, and she said, are you kidding me? We're going to have 500 people the first hour. Get here early.
God, you're kidding me.
No, San Diego is a good market for you. I love it. You know, I tried to get through with David because I have a lot to talk with him about. But, Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be.
I got
to
be out of there by 3. I got to catch a plane or I'm history.
Oh, where are you going from?
Going back to St. Louis.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Yeah, and if I miss this plane, I mean, I'm toast. So I'm going to be signing fast.
And with the storm this weekend, good luck on the plane flight.
What storm?
We have the big Pacific storm moving in that's been hitting in the Northwest.
Oh, no. Is it going to be in San Diego when I fly out?
You came back to L.A. just in time for the big snow and the rain and the...
Yeah, but I'm leaving.
Right. But
Will I be able to fly out?
I heard on the news today here, LAX today had dense fog problems. They delayed or diverted over 30 flights.
Oh, my.
And the same thing happens here. I'm not trying to jinx your trip, but... No, it's a big storm. It's going to hit.
Maybe it'll wait one day.
Okay.
Possible?
And then the Chargers win.
Yeah.
You got it.
All right, but that's not why you're calling. What's up? Is that it?
I mean, I have so much to talk with David about.
But David's gone.
That's another whole show.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being on the program. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there. And I'll see you tomorrow. Hi.
Yes, hello. Francis from Indianapolis. I've meant to tell somebody this for a while, and I've debated, and I have not because some people might think I'm delusional, or perhaps if it's real and I think it is, I would be perhaps betraying something that I would consider sacred and perhaps private. But I used to help an older woman in my neighborhood clean her house, and I was re-waxing her floors one day in her kitchen. And I'm into music. I've been into music all my life. And so I guess I have sensitive ears. And I heard swirling, singing. There was not a note sounded. It was more like swirling. And immediately I knew those were angels. And I also felt an energy over my head at the same time. And as soon as I mentally acknowledged that I heard that, it closed. And I did not hear them anymore. When they knew I could hear them, I couldn't hear them anymore. I'll never forget it. And I was so amazed because it's like from heaven, angels. There are no notes sung by angels. It's more like swirling. Voices, a multitude of voices.
That's the only
way I can describe it.
It's a resonance, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't a resonance. It was real. There was no echo. But it was real. It really happened.
Why? That's the big question.
Well, I think because my mind and my soul was just into what I was doing, kind of a Zen thing. I was raised Catholic. I've studied religion for years on my own. And I think at that particular point in my life, at that moment, and hopefully most or some of the moments of my life, I've been receptive. I didn't have any agendas. I wasn't thinking about anything. I was just kind of into re-waxing her floor. You know, I was just into it, and I had nothing going on in my mind. You know, I was just into my task.
Well, so far, whatever you've told us doesn't sound delusional.
No, I don't think it is at all.
No, not at all. Thanks for the call. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hey, George.
Hi.
Hey, I've actually been visited by demons and spirits and by God and Jesus Christ ever since I was a young child. I've had spirits torment me to the point where my extended family had to take turns raising me because my mom couldn't do it on her own. I've moved over 80 times because of it. I actually lost count when I was 18.
You've moved 80 times?
Way over 80 times. I'm 29 now, and
what, from family to family or what?
Yeah, family to family, and then when I was in my teenage years, state institutions. I've been on my own since I was 16, solely because of something that happened when I was living with my aunt, where my cousin went into my bedroom and he turned the light on, and there was a black mass formed in the shape of a man standing in the corner, actually floating, and he came out of there, and he was pale white. The dog was freaking out, and that was something that was new for him, but that's something that has happened all my life.
But they blame you for this?
Well, they didn't blame me, but since it followed me, they couldn't always take care of me.
So you have this demon, whatever it may be, following you wherever you go.
Several. Actually, a couple of years ago, I asked God if he would please not allow me to have the veil so thin, so that, because see, when the good things come, like I've seen God the Father and Jesus Christ.
And you've had good things happen to you.
Oh, many, many good things. But see, when the veil is thin, everything comes. I hate it. And I just asked him if I could just have a normal life. And since then, the only thing that's happened, I haven't had really good things happen, but I haven't had any bad things happen.
Well, that's good all by itself.
My grandfather, who is the one person that I could really trust growing up,
yeah.
He was a father figure. I took his name on and everything. He died a year ago in November, and I have been visited by him in dreams so many times, along with other family members. They've also seen him. And I don't know, it's just something that helps me get along. And I believe that our loved ones are here and they see us. And they visit us all the time.
Well, especially if you need them. That's the important thing. If you were carrying on your life and you could get by without that, they probably would move on. But I think they sense that they need to be with you.
Yeah. Can I tell you about the time that I saw God?
I've got to take one more call before the break. But I believe that. I believe you did. So you just keep going in the direction you're in. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing tonight?
Good, sir. Thanks.
Wanted to tell a story. It's a secondhand story that happened to my mother, my sister, and my aunt several years ago at a hospital in Indianapolis. My cousin was very sick. She had spinal meningitis, and she nearly died.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it to you.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what they were looking for in this hospital. They were there to visit my cousin. And they got in the elevator, and they went up to, I'm not even sure what floor it is. Like I said, this is secondhand. I've heard this story before, and I've never known either one of these three people to lie to me. But anyway, they got up to, let's say, the fifth floor. And they all three stepped out of the elevator and looked around and realized that they were in the wrong place. And a person was passing by. One of the three, I guess my sister maybe, excuse me, asked this person, where is so-and-so? I can't remember what they were looking for. And evidently the person was very polite, very cordial. And they all three said thank you, got back in the elevator, and started back down. My sister said to my aunt, my mother, that doctor was very nice and polite. And the other two looked at her and said, what doctor? My sister saw a doctor.
What did they see?
My mother saw a nun. My aunt saw a janitor.
All in one form. We'll be back in a moment. And our angelic intervention or devil intervention line is 818-817-0021. You know, Richard C. Hoagland was so excited last night talking about NASA and the fact that they are going to be investigated for withholding information from you. He forgot to give us some information on his Christmas package on his DVD, so we're going to very briefly tell you about that. The Joshua Tree 2012 conference and the God, Man, and E.T. DVD. Those of you can just click through banners at the top of the EnterpriseMission.com website. Great Christmas gifts, and you better put a rush on it if you're going to get them, but well worth it. Those of you who do not have computers, there's a toll-free number for you as well. 877-345-6222. That's 877-345-6222. You will find, as I have now, that most of the things that Richard C. Hoagland has talked about have come true, and pretty remarkable stuff. Joshua Tree Conference or the Godman and E.T. DVD series. Okay, welcome back to Open Lines on Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Let's go to the phones east of the Rockies. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, George. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got, didn't catch the number for the intervention line, but I've got a story that, well, it's a little of both. I still am a gospel singer.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. And I had felt like singing gospel music just wasn't enough. I felt like I was being led to go into the ministry as a preacher. And I thought over this for quite a while and prayed about it and finally decided that I thought that that was what God was leading me to do, and went before the church and professed that that's what I felt God was leading me to do. And then just right after, a couple nights after, I went before the church to tell them that I felt like I was being called to the ministry. I went to bed, woke up in the middle of the night, and I had a pressure on me pushing me down into the bed that I couldn't get off. There wasn't anything on top of me, but it was pushing me down in the bed, pushing my head down into my pillow, and I couldn't breathe. Something was on top of me trying to smother me. And I tried to shout to my wife. I couldn't get anything out because I didn't have any breath in me. And finally, I was able to get enough breath into my lungs just to barely whisper out, I cast you off in the name of Jesus. And as soon as I did, it was gone.
It works. And
I believe that night, Satan decided he was going to prevent me from going into the ministry preaching, and he tried his best to kill me that night.
He wanted you, and he wanted you in a big way, didn't he?
He wanted to prevent me from being with God, that's for sure.
take that soul. Hey, thanks. Appreciate you being on the program. Next up, Wild Card Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
I am so insulted, Mr. Norrie.
Woo!
I'm going to tell you I have an urgent message about Christmas. But first, your boy, Timmy, he cursed me, sassed me, and harassed me the other night.
He did?
Yes, he did.
Well,
he disrespected me.
Merry Christmas, JC.
Well, it's about time, and this is my urgent message I have about Christmas, because God has given me a revelation and a warning to all Americans and all Christians, because Christmas is being destroyed. And I'm going to tell you what, that God has revealed something to me.
How's it being destroyed, JC?
Because there is an impostulator out there who is stolen Christmas away from baby Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what. You know, and everyone knows who he is. Yes, I'm going to tell you what, Mr. Norrie, that when you look at the words, Santa Claus, when you rearrange the first words, and this is in the clamp code, a work code I'm working on, when you rearrange the word Santa, it spells Satan. It's Satan. It's Satan. It's the devil, Satan, Beelzebub. The evil one, the bringer.
Calm down, JC. Calm down. You're flipping out on us.
Because America, I'm seeing America destroyed.
You're having a breakdown.
Yes.
You are. Calm down.
It's an urgent message. I've got to warn everybody. Stop worshiping the devil. They're worshiping the devil. The devil. The devil.
It's
on
just,
Jesus'
it's
birthday.
Just, did you ever see the movie The Miracle on 34th Street?
No!
Well, the little Santa Claus left his little his walking cane. It was kind of a neat, cute movie.
It is the devil's cane. It's the cane of the devil. The devil. And I'm telling you that this is the devil.
You mean when you were a little boy, you never sat on Santa's lap and asked for Christmas presents?
I'm going to tell you what. I ran up and punched that Santa in the nose. And I said, you are the devil. And I knew that it was the devil. And I'm going to tell you what, Mr. Norrie, because he has 13 elves, and they're all, that's the covens of witches.
Well,
His red suit, that's the suit of communism, because he's bringing a false gift. Jesus gave a great gift to the world, his life. And what's more important than that? And now everybody wants things under their trees, and they bring in trees, which are pagan symbols. And I tell you what my Christmas decorations are.
Yeah, what are they?
I hang up bloody crosses.
Bloody crosses?
Yes, to celebrate.
JC.
And I'm telling you what, Mr. Norrie.
Do you give presents out to your friends? No, you don't have friends.
I do. Now. I give the gift of my wonderful ministry.
You don't have Edna? You don't have friends?
How dare you bring up Edna?
Well, you brought her up the first time, not me. I didn't even know who she was until you started bringing
her. We are close to bringing her back.
Do you know where she is?
We are working together to find her. Satan is definitely trying to keep her away from me.
She's been away now a long time.
Oh, Mr. Norrie, you taunt me, and that is why God punished your city of St. Louis. That is why God, I'll tell you another thing, God is also punishing the Philippines because Art moved there and took the hurricanes with him. If you noticed, America hasn't been hit by one since he left. Not one. And God's trying to get him. Why do you think Art Bell had all them towers around him and wires to draw off the lightning strikes that God was bringing down on him?
What? So what are you going to do about Santa Claus when he comes down your chimney, J.C.?
Down my chimney, they're getting around a double-up buck. That's what they're going to get.
All right, J.C.
I'll take care of them that way. And don't you panderize me, mister.
Well, I'm not panderizing.
And I've been getting hateful emails from your people on your message board.
I have my minions taking care of you.
The Nighthawkers have been calling me
There's many of them.
Sending me pornography.
What? No, they don't send you pornography.
Yes, they do.
What's your idea of pornography? So what's your New Year's resolution, or as you would say, restitution?
Excuse me? Are you mocking me, Mr. Norrie?
Sort of. What's your New Year's resolution?
You dare to mock. I'm going to tell you what my resolution is.
Good. You got
my resolution is to have a military theocracy across America. I look forward to the day when we have a military theocracy. We have a new moral America.
You never served in the military.
I am in the... You're a liar. I'm God's 10-star general. How much higher can you get than that?
I mean in the military.
I was in the military, and I am in the military. I'm leading the charge against the devil, who is coming to you in the form of that pagan god, Santa Claus. And it's Satan Claus. And that's what everyone needs to remember. And they need to go and rip down these menorahs and smash in Kwanzaa displays and kick down these pagan Christmas trees and rip off lights. And when you see a Santa Claus, punch him in the nose because that's an impostulator.
Sounds like you're getting ready for your debate with the devil worshiper.
I'm going to whip the devil worshiper. I will. You tell that Dimitri, that no good bum, that he's going down.
You know he's
going down against the... I am God's 10-star.
You know, he is afraid of you. You know that.
He's afraid of me. He fears me. He's been.
He does. I'll admit that. He is afraid of you.
He's wringing his hands, and he's worrying because he's saying, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because J.C. has challenged me.
Well, I don't know if he's saying, oh, my God. He may be saying, oh, my devil.
He's saying, oh, my devil. He's saying, oh, my devil. That's right. You're right. You're right, Mr. Norrie. For once in your crime-ridden career, you're right. But I'm going to tell you what. And the recent defeat in the Senate means nothing. America is going to rise. We're going to rise to a military theocracy. And we are going to have an America where there's morals and people. I'm going to tell you what. When I go out on the street and I see what these people are wearing, the women are wearing, it's disgusting, Mr. Norrie. We don't need women running around with strings up their backsides and drinking and food porn. That's another aspect of the Santa Claus. Worshipping of the Santa Claus is you put out food. Food. Food.
Oh, cookies and milk, J.C. Cookies and milk. Cookies and milk, J.C.
That's right. A fatso. It's about making yourself fat like him.
All right, J.C., you go have a good Christmas.
What? Excuse me, Mr. Norrie? What did you say to me? Have a good Christmas?
Have a good Christmas, J.C.
Don't you tell me to have a good Christmas.
Well, you want me to tell you to have a bad Christmas?
No, you say have a God-blessed Christmas. And excuse me?
I'm listening to you, J.C. Maybe you're hearing voices.
You're mocking me. And will you tell Timmy that he's a boy?
It's Tommy.
Timmy. Tommy?
Tommy.
Well, tell him I said, boy, get in your place.
All right, J.C. That's J.C. Time to send J.C. on his way. He's going to have an interesting evening tonight, isn't he? Let's go to the west of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing, George?
I'm fine after that one.
Yeah, that was quite a thing. I'm driving home on military leave, and I'm passing through Houston, Texas, heard what you were talking about, and I had to share this story with you.
Okay.
My best friend, in 1996, my senior year in college, was killed in an aircraft accident in the Air Force, and he was buried at Arlington National Cemetery. I've only told two people this story because I always thought people would think I was crazy, but when his casket was lowered and pretty much everybody had gone away, you know, they leave the casket out just for a minute before they lower it. And there was a Air Force photographer, and I didn't see him, and that's the only way I know have proof of this, but I put my hand on my friend's casket, and I started to kind of cry, and then I pulled my hand away, and when I went to go pull my hand away, it was almost as if there was this force keeping my hand on that casket, almost as if my friend was telling me, please don't leave me. And I don't know what happened to me, but I drove straight home 900 miles back to Orlando, Florida, and I went right past college, right past my parents' house, and I walked right into the Army recruiter and said, hey, what can I do for my country? And 10 years later, here I am in the United States Army. So that's how I got here, and that was just the most memorable experience I've ever had that would be somewhat spiritual.
And what an impact still on your life, huh?
Yes, it is, and it's been the best decision that I've made.
All right, thanks. Appreciate you being on the program, and it takes guts to share those kind of stories. Let's go to our intervention line. Hi there.
Hey, George.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, I'm calling from Lubbock, Texas.
The Lubbock Lights. Were you around when they had that?
Oh, no, I wasn't around for that. That's
back
way
in the
before 50s, my time.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, I do have a good angel story to share with you.
All right.
This happened nearly 30 years ago. I was living in Charleston, West Virginia at the time. And I bugged my mother to let me go out and play in the snow. And we were living in an apartment complex, and I went to the far side of the apartment complex to go sledding because that's where the good hill was. And after I'd been out there for a while, and I decided I was going to go down the hill on my back because that just seemed like fun. And I went down the hill, got a little crooked as I was going down the hill, and ended up going into the woods. But what I didn't know, the snow had covered a broken piece of concrete that was underneath all the trees, and I ended up hitting that with the top of my head.
Uh-huh.
And it knocked me out cold. I have absolutely no idea how long I was out. But when I finally came to, there was blood all over the place, and I reached up, grabbed a hold of my head, and came back with my hand just covered in blood. And I started screaming, and I was in and out of consciousness, and I just kept screaming as much as I could. And I remember this guy walking down the hill with a tan coat on and blue jeans, and he walked down the hill, and he just picked me up into his arms and carried me off. And I'm still just lapsing in and out of consciousness during this. Somehow, this guy walked from where we were to the other side of the apartment complex, knocked on my door to the apartment that we were living in, and my mother opened the door up, and he just handed me to her and said, I think he's hurt, and walked off.
My gosh, you know, she probably would say, who is this guy?
Exactly. We have absolutely no idea who this man was. Well, I say, man, he was probably 17, 18 years old, and he handed me to my mother and walked off. And none of us knew who this guy was, and we never saw him again. And luckily, I wasn't seriously injured, and patched me up, and everything was fine. But to me, that's my angel saved my life story.
And my big question would be, how did he even know where you lived?
And that was the question. I was on. It was a huge apartment complex. And I was on the far end of the apartment complex. And there were so many people that lived in there, there's no way that he could have known who I was, where I lived.
You know what? You're alive today because of that intervention.
Exactly. It's 30 years on, and I'm doing well.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate you being on the program. We have one of our listeners, by the way, lives in the Wilmette area in near Chicago, and she's in 90 years old, and her name is Janie. Janie, you have a great Christmas, but I want you to know we got your Christmas gifts that you sent us, and we sent you this is a great story, but it didn't end the way we wanted it to. We sent you a dozen roses a couple days ago from ProFlowers, and the problem is we didn't have your full address. Apparently, you live in some apartment complex, and it just dawned on me after he mentioned that he was in a huge apartment complex they went around to almost every apartment trying to get these roses delivered to you, but they could not find you. And I just wanted you to know that they were out there, and they probably have come back. But have a great Christmas. Great, 90 years old. Listens to Coast all the time. Let's go to our East of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good, sir. Thank you.
I'm Rick from Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And I had a question for you. I'm a first-time caller, but I listen to you almost every night.
Well, thank you, Rick.
About a month ago, I believe, you had a caller that called in about the JFK assassination.
Okay.
She was supposedly behind the book depository.
Oh, yes, yes, that was a great call. She was the one who claims that she saw someone run out of the building, and it was not
right.
Lee Harvey Oswald, and the guy had a rifle in his hand. Yep.
Into some kind yes. of a car, and the policeman met him back there and stuff, or questioned him before, and then took off.
Yes.
I was just wondering if you had an update on that or anything.
No, but we do have her phone number. I was in St. Louis doing the show at the time. Tommy was back here in L.A., and he's got her number. And we're continuing to follow up on it, but no update yet.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. That was one heck of a phone call, and may very well have been a breakthrough in the very lengthy JFK assassination story. Well, I can't believe this hour's already gone. We've still got another hour of open lines for you, so we'll continue when we come back. If you need to email me, that's george@coasttocoastam.com. We've got Ian Punnett, the best of Ian Punnett, this Saturday. And then, of course, we've got Art Bell live from Manila on Saturday and Sunday. I'll be live from the Cave in St. Louis. And I assume everything's working. The gadgets and dials are okay. I always worry about that when I'm gone for a couple weeks, a month or two, when I pop back in there. And we'll check that out. When I come back, I'll tell you again a little bit about the sci-fi pilot taping that we did on Monday of this week. And then we'll take more of your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM.